This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would take on the defense minister portfolio, rejecting calls to dissolve the government, even as early elections appear increasingly likely. VOA asked University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis about the political changes in Israel and who might replace Netanyahu.
There are a whole number of new parties, some center-right, some far-right, that, as well as a growth in new religious parties representing various factions. It's really hard to tell who's who nowadays, and I see no clear front runner emerging.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said heading the elections now or having them now amid repeated violent confrontations with Gaza militants would be irresponsible of his coalition partners who have been pushing for early polls since the resignation last week of Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman over the Gaza ceasefire. The U.S.-led coalition denied reports that airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in eastern Syria killed dozens of civilians. Coalition insisted it only struck legitimate militant targets. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 40 people, most of them civilians, were killed. A former Central African Republic militia leader with the nickname Colonel Rambo has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, where he is expected to stand trial for war crimes and crimes against humanity. CAR officials transferred Alfred Yakutum to the ICC. He is a former lawmaker, was arrested in October after pointing a gun at other parliamentarians and firing into the ceiling. He is accused of attacking Muslims. This is VOA News. President Trump, in an interview on Fox News Sunday, said his administration has the audio recording of the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but he does not want to hear it.
There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on in the tank without having to.
And what happened?
It was very violent, very vicious, and terrible.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is suspected of orchestrating that murder, but has denied any knowledge. Roy Blunt is the senator from Mr. Trump's Republican Party, and he appeared on ABC's This Week, where he said it looks like the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in Khashoggi's death.
Certainly the way you look at Saudi Arabia and the way it runs, it's hard to imagine something like this could happen without the Crown Prince knowing, but I don't know that we absolutely know that yet.
U.S. State Department says Washington is determined to hold all those responsible for the killing accountable. British Prime Minister Theresa May has warned a leadership change would not make Brexit negotiations easier, as opponents in her Conservative Party threatened to unseat her. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the Brexit deal a one-way agreement.
It doesn't meet our test. We do not believe it serves the interests of this country. Therefore, the government would have to go back to the EU and renegotiate rapidly.
Prime Minister May talked about what it would mean to walk back the already negotiated departure arrangement with the EU.
What it will do is bring in a degree of uncertainty. That's uncertainty for people and their jobs. What it will do is mean that it is a risk that actually we delay the negotiations, and that's a risk that Brexit gets delayed or frustrated. I'm clear people voted for us to leave. We will leave, and we'll leave on the 29th of March 2019.
Many pro-Brexit conservatives want a clean break with the EU and argue that close trade ties between the UK and EU called for in the deal would leave Britain with no way to independently disentangle itself from the EU. The governor of the U.S. state of California has expressed optimism that President Trump will do as promised and support his state as it battles the worst wildfire in its history. Mr. Trump visited there over the weekend.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
At least 77 people have died in the fire so far. More than 1,200 are missing. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.